Manx Radio's Countryside is brought to you by NFU Mutual.
Hello and welcome to our Young Farmers Concert special Countryside here on Manx Radio. I'm Simon Clark.
And I'm Kiri Kermode. We went along on Saturday night to a packed Gaiety Theatre to see the glitz and glam that the Young Farmers had on.
We talked to the prize winners on the night, the award winners, the governor was there as well, plus some of the judges and the Federation secretaries and chairmen. But firstly, Kiri, many congratulations to four clubs who have entertained the people of the Isle of Man on three different nights, and absolutely wonderful. There was four great concerts.
There really was four great concerts, like you say, Simon. They were very, very close. They pulled out all the stops yet again on the costumes, the props, the timing and everything that goes into it. It was really hard to split them up, I felt.
Yes, it was. But a great night they had. We've got plenty of people to talk to, and we'll have some clips from each of the concerts as well. In fourth place were the Northern Young Farmers and their concert, 90 Not Out.
So let's set the scene for our show here today. We'll go back through the decades to show you the Northern way. The year where we start is 1934. Continued droughts in Oklahoma made farming folk poor. Cat's eyes were invented to show us the way, and Walt Disney started writing Snow White the play. A farmers' cooperative was founded on the island, you see. We know it these days as the Isle of Man Creamery. In the north of the island, a forward-thinking gang created the Northern Young Farmers. It's really gone with a bang.
We're heading on now to see Claire Barber and Stan the Rabbit Man. Let's hope he'll entertain and has a cunning plan.
Oh, thank you, Alf, for the lift. Yes, yes. Everything's fine, yes. Everything's fine at the meat plant, yes. Nothing money won't fix, no. We just keep throwing money at it. Yes, yes, we're trying a new line there. Yes, well hung. Yes, not like that Stevie Curran. What's that over there? It's a flock of cows.
A flock of cows? It's a herd of cows, gal.
Oh, I've heard of cows, yes. There's a flock of them there.
Oh, and you're in charge?
Well, Jacob Duggan, fourth year this year at the Young Farmers Concert. So much time and effort goes into it, and it was an absolutely brilliant concert.
Yeah, it was. We've got a really good team at Northern this year. Very happy with the team. Result didn't go our way, but hey, we've all had fun. That's the main thing, isn't it?
This is it. And coming away with the best act, with Charlie as Minister Barber and the Land Rover sketch. It was fantastic to watch, but the effort that went into it.
Yeah, Charlie and Andy, last minute as always. Didn't really have the sketch put together until a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, they have really pulled out the bag with that one. It was a great sketch.
It was well put together from start to finish, and obviously a lot of time and effort goes in behind the scenes.
Yeah, we're very lucky over the past few years. We have just had the pure committee and members, but we've got quite a lot of outside help coming in from ex-members, parents, and yeah, it just spreads the workload. It's a good team, really, yeah.
And that said, tonight your costumes and props were outstanding. They really, really were.
Yeah, like I say, that all goes down to the past members, ex-members, parents all helping out, doing sewing and bits like that. And yeah, couldn't ask for a better team.
So you'd be relieved it's all done for now, time for a pint?
Yeah, time for a few pints and yeah, I suppose start thinking on ideas for next year.
Oh.
Well, Charlie Corkle, best individual performer in the entire concert this year. You must be proud of that.
Yeah, really proud. I didn't do it alone though, Simon. There was a lot of people that went and helped me do it. It's not a thing on my own. I know it says it's best individual, but a lot of help. You can't do it without that, can you?
Yeah.
There's some big names on this trophy. Just have a look down here. You know, Richard Creer. Who else you got in there? Paul Watterson, Nicky Kane, John Cacken, there's some big names on there. Like, you know, it's really, really proud of getting that, I think. Yes.
But you must be proud of winning the overall sketch in the Northern too with your soulmate Andy.
Yeah, we've done me and Andy were fronting the sketch, but the boys behind the scene, there's a list as long as my arm of people to thank, but the boys know who they are, you know, and Bob Nick helped us as well. And it's been a really One thing I will say about Northern is that there is always a good atmosphere, no matter what we're doing, whether we're at practices, whether we're making props, you know, there's always a good atmosphere. Maybe tonight it's a little bit tainted with what's happened, but that, at the end of the day, there's multiple judges judging each night, and that has got to be the fairest way to do any competition, so we have to accept that. But yeah, it's a disappointment, I think, overall.
Well, there we are, best overall individual performer in the entire concert, Northern's Charlie Corkle. And before that, we heard from the chairman of the Northern Young Farmers, Jacob Duggan.
And in third position was the Eastern Young Farmers with Barbie Plant.
Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
You sure do have a good rump on you there, gal.
And you do have good length.
Fancy a party in the slaughter hall.
Sure thing, let's go dance the night away. Well, they did put on a show, didn't they?
Aye, I went to a show last week and there was a ventriloquist. He claimed he could use a live donkey as a puppet. Turns out he was talking out of his ass.
I met a Barbie who'd recently bought a donkey. I asked her why she'd want one. She said she thought she'd get a kick out of it. Watch me
dance. What on earth is this?
I have no idea. Shall we try winding it up?
Okay.
What do you see, you people gazing at me? You see a doll on a music box that's wound by a key. How can you tell?
Let's catch up with Beth Harvey from the Eastern Young Farmers after the event. But a bit of a croaky voice on you, Beth. But your award was missed on the night, so we thought we'd get you in and get a chat with you about your award, the rest of the awards in the Eastern, and of course the Eastern concert itself. So many congratulations on winning the Best Act and Performer in the Eastern Club. How did that feel?
Yeah, it felt very good. I've been doing the concert for 5 years now, and that was my first award. But yeah, really proud to have won it. Really good sketch. I enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, I mean, first in 5 years, and that's a real kick, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
to makes you want to come back and do more.
Yeah.
Or the fact that you hadn't won it yet, was that an aim?
Yeah, I think so. I've done a few quite big parts, but I've never sang on stage. That was the first time singing, so I was quite nervous, but obviously it paid off.
It certainly did, and it was a wonderful sketch because for those who didn't get to the concert, you're standing like a statue on the ballerina on top of a music box that was revolving. How difficult was it to keep a pose?
It wasn't too bad. My fiancé made it out of a wheel bearing. It was like a wheel rim spinning on a wheel bearing, and then I had Archie spinning it from underneath. He was lying down spinning it, but it wasn't too bad. When we were putting sketch ideas together for the concert, we struggled for ideas. And for years, my dad has always wanted me to do the doll on a box from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang sketch. He's always said me and my partner will be good at doing it. And I've always put it off because I didn't want to sing on stage. But this year we were struggling for sketch ideas. So thanks to Dad, I done it and then obviously got my award. So big thanks to Dad.
No, was there any incidents in training for it? Falls
surprisingly
off?
There wasn't. I was quite good at balancing in the end. I didn't think it would go as well as it did, but yeah, it was okay.
It's brilliant, and well, at least your voice seemed to last until the final night as well.
All the talking on the Saturday night, I've lost my voice, too much singing.
But it was a good result for the Eastern because a few problems before the concert, but you're all rallied together and never give up, and you must have been happy with third.
Definitely very happy. There's a lot of effort that goes into the concert, and we're a very young committee. There's a lot of young people in the Eastern. Well, the older people have gone out of it now, so we've struggled a bit, but it did get put together really well in the end.
Okay, and what about the other awards? Your junior did very well as
well.
Yeah,
Rob Callow, he done very well in his Deal or No Deal sketch. He's very good at talking on stage. That was his first kind of big part in the concert, and he did really well. We're quite proud of him.
Yeah, and who else helped with the concert for this year?
Loads of people. Alison Harvey, she helped a lot. And we sort of all, every one of us, like, put all the ideas into it together. So pretty much everyone in the concert helped. Everyone.
Yeah. And that's what makes it a sort of family affair in a way, doesn't it? It gels everyone together, and you've come out with a good result on the night.
Yeah, the dancers were really good as well. Abby Corlett done the dancers. And yeah, they turned out really, really well. She put a lot of hard work into that.
Go, and that was Beth Harvey, the best performer in the Eastern Young Farmers.
And a well-deserved best performer in the Eastern. How she stood still as that ballerina on the music box was absolutely incredible. And just a pity that she missed her award on the night, but certainly made up for it. And she'll be a happy girl today, I'd imagine.
Absolutely. Great performance by Beth there.
Well, runners-up spot went to the Central Young Farmers with their concert, Sea Gaming. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip. Gotta get dip, 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get 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 dip. Boom, boom, boom. That boom, boom, boom. That boom.
Right, so explain to me again what all of this is.
Again?
I'm not the only one who doesn't get it. They look just as confused as I am.
Fine. For those of you who are over the age of 12, let me explain what eSports is. It's an electronic form of activity where you can use your games consoles to choose characters and play games. Get it?
Got it.
Good.
But could you just show me, please?
You are useless, aren't you?
Oh, cheers. I'll ask Paul Moulton to be my co-host next time, then.
Oh, please do.
Rude. I'm on that supersonic boom. Y'all hear that spaceship zoom. When I step inside the room, them girls go eight, eight, eight. Y'all stuck on super eight, eight. That lo-fi stupid eight bit. I'm on that HD flat. This beat go boom.
You know, since Ramsay Bakery closed over a year ago, people are still moaning about it. Especially those from Foxdale. They're just so into bread.
Tragedy! We've lost Lassie Mill and Ramsay Bakery. When the boat don't sell, the bread's gonna sell, the shells are bare. We've got no more shop, right? We're going nowhere.
Well, I'm now with Michael Deal and Nikki Kane and Emily Christian. Well, huge congratulations. It was a fantastic sketch, the Bee Gees within the Central Young Farmers, but also taking the best overall act. You must be so delighted.
Yeah, it's amazing. It was only a couple of nights ago that I was trying to remember the words as I was walking on stage, but the other two, Nikki and Emily, did a great job as well, so big team effort.
It was really, really fab. And obviously having Emily Kelly as a compere, Nikki, it just kept you all in tune.
Oh, it did. She keeps us all going, keeps us all in check. And no, it was fabulous. It just, giving us the right cues ready for us to go. So no, it was brilliant.
So Emily, whose idea was it with the teeth?
Nikki's.
I can't take the credit. It was actually Lee's. I bought the gum shields, but Lee.
Okay, Lee then.
So, that said, where does the creation of these sketches come from?
Not me.
She goes poor central stage.
I just get told what to do, but there's lots of people that put loads of ideas into it. I think it's a good team that works together, isn't it?
Lee Kane wrote the words to all the little parodies this year, so he's always good to get the political parts in there as well. So that's what the audience like to like to hear, certainly about Alf Cannon.
They really did. Poor Alf didn't get away with anything this time. But Nikki, as a Kane, you must be quite proud of past members coming back to give you guys now the heads up to go forward.
Oh, definitely. It's been really nice. We've had Steve and Lee back this year, both helping. And then, of course, Jenny being chair lady, and just she just loved every moment. It's just, but Central is just a big family. Yeah, it's just amazing. Every member, past members, all the past members, it's this year, I think we've had so many backstage helping, making the props at the cools, Kenny there with the tractors and everything. It's just been a big team effort and pulled together.
And what about your super shiny pants that you had on stage? Now, I don't think I've seen material like that since when? The 60s?
I know, I was really tempted to wear them out tonight, but I keep tripping over them.
So we'll have to get some images for our listeners, but it was really, really well put together. A lot of time and effort obviously went into making it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just a bit of team effort, isn't it? Just everyone gets in, stuck in.
When did you actually start practicing that actual sketch?
I don't know.
Quite
4 weeks ago?
Quite a few weeks ago.
Yeah. 3-4 weeks ago?
I'd say we'd had quite a while practicing our dance routines, getting our singing in check.
Trying to get the words in check as well.
But none of you faltered tonight, and obviously to come away with the best overall act was just the icing on the cake.
Definitely, and to hear people laughing, I think that makes it even special. It's not sort of, although the trophies are nice, but it's not really about that. When you hear the roar of the crowd, I think you can't really beat it.
It's always the best bit when the crowds are loving it that much that you have to wait for them to stop before you can carry on. There's just a feeling about it. It's just
and
amazing.
How did you feel on that stage when that was happening?
A bit nervous, actually. I've done quite a lot of the shows and the concert. I've done it for like 10 years now, but you still get a bit of a shake in the leg when you stood there and you're holding the pose, trying to be nice and still, and it's a bit nerve-wracking, but yeah, it's all worth
so
it.
Anyway, celebration tonight, Emily?
Definitely.
So let's get a word with the chairperson of the Central Young Farmers, Jenny Kane. Runners-up this year, and a lot of speculation over the three nights. Oh, well, Central had a great concert this year, but not quite there this year.
No, it was. Everybody just had a fantastic time doing it. We got laughs every night, and that's what we went out, is just to make everyone laugh and to enjoy our show. And from all the laughs that we've had, hopefully, that's what we've done.
It's the important part, isn't it? Even the Northern Young Farmers talking to us there and saying about, you know, no matter what happens, there's different judges, different nights, and their opinion is the end of it. But when you get the spirit off them, they go, well, we're going to party with all the other clubs. It doesn't matter. You know, it's the enjoyment and taking part, and young and old too.
Yeah, definitely. At the end of the day, most of us are all friends, so we're all really happy for Southern, the fact that they've won. They did really well. And for all the other clubs, I think this year everybody put on a fantastic concert. Everybody did really, really well. And yeah, I'm really happy that our BG sketch got best overall sketch. They worked so hard on that. Michael, Emily and Nikki, and then Lee writing the words as well. Yeah. It's been fantastic, and it's been a real effort. We've had Steve Keynes come back to help us this year, but everybody's just cracked on and come together. It's been brilliant.
Yeah, and everyone's enjoyed the dance and the costumes. It's a lot of work goes into it for what seems like it's gone in a flash, doesn't it?
Yeah, a lot of work, a lot of stress. But yeah, we started in December with the dancing to try and get it done, because we knew one of our choreographers was in another show, so she was going to be missing for a couple of weeks. And everybody just seemed to have a laugh doing it throughout, and I managed to persuade all the lads that they were dancing this year, much to their disgust in the end when they realised that this dance was getting trickier and trickier. But I always said, I'm going to make the boys dance. And one of the lads went, I'll do whatever you want, not realising quite what that intended. And all the boys just followed suit and went, oh, all right, okay, if he's doing it, I'll do it.
But that's the perfect attitude, isn't it? But
yeah.
As chairman of the club, you must be enjoying your time as chairman too.
I am. It's our 90th year this year, along with Northern. So everybody, just getting everybody stuck in, trying to bring back past members, past events and things. So we're just really happy to have gotten second.
Well, brilliant. Well done to you and your club.
Thank you very much.
There we go. That was the chairman of the Central Young Farmers, Jenny Kane, and the winners of the best overall act, the Bee Gees, with Emily Kelly, Emily Christian, Nikki Kane and Michael Deal.
Yeah, that really was a spectacular act, and well deserved, I think, to win the best act in the entire concert, wasn't it? It was well rehearsed, well timed, and really looked the part, didn't it?
It really was great, and full credit to the Kane family there for making it up for them. But the delivery was perfect, wasn't it?
It was indeed. Well, the honours this year, first place, went to the Southern Young Farmers, Kerry,
with their concert Arabian Adventures.
As you wind through the streets at the fabled bazaars with the cardamom cluttered stalls, you can smell every spice while you haggle the price of the silks and the satin shawls. Oh, the music that plays as you move through a maze in the haze of your pure delight. You are caught in a dance, you are lost in the trance of another Arabian night. Arabian nights, like Arabian days. More often than not.
Well, Jeannie, you did exactly what you said you would, but I feel like I got the raw end of the deal.
Weren't you going to ask how we get to the palace?
How do we get to the palace?
That's the one. Well, that is very, very simple. All we do is follow the ducks. Unless, of course, you want to use one of your last two wishes.
No, we're politicians. We don't want to waste anything.
Oh, if you're going to the palace, will you give me a hand with this lot?
Oh, yes. We're used to uncoordinated nightmares with no sense of direction.
What? Have you got ducks too?
No, MHKs. Go on.
Well, Sam Mitchell, last year, if I can remember quite right, you said you were handing over the job of the dancing, and here you are tonight on the backstage.
Yes, I'm now the overseer. Obviously, George has taken over the choreography, and what an amazing time she's done. It's her first ever time she's choreographed both dances. She never even went to dance classes as a child, never did anything like that. But a lot of YouTube, a lot of watching videos, everything. So, well done, Georgia.
And to come away with that win, she must be absolutely delighted.
She's over the moon. She's, yes, delighted.
Absolutely. But where does the ideas come from for the creation of these dances? Because, you know, it's two dances every year, you know, to keep it fresh, different. How does she find them?
Like I said, it's just watching a lot of YouTube, listening to the music, listen to the story that's behind the music, and then we're going with that story and we try to tell a story as we're dancing.
And the costumes were just incredible.
That's all thanks to Helen Duggan and her amazing crew of sewers. I know Angela did a lot of sewing as well. So, and I think Brishi did as well. So, yeah, there's a whole crew of them. But, yeah.
And it just worked for tonight.
Oh, amazing tonight. The lighting and everything thanks to the Gaiety, because they also, you know, helped us show those costumes off. Yes, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, anyway, congratulations to Georgia, but it's great to have you back again, Sam.
Oh, I know. I'm sure I'm going to be here for another few years.
Well, Jack Garrett, congratulations. Southern out on top this year.
Yeah, thank you very much. Totally wasn't expected this year, but no, it's absolutely amazing. Absolutely over the moon to be first place this year. Like.
The cheer that went up on the stage, like you say, it was a little bit unexpected. I heard you had a bit of a bumpy night on Thursday.
Yeah, there were so many of us that forgotten all the lines, and everyone was saying how close it was going to be over all three nights, but yeah, no, it's amazing. Yeah.
And I bet you've got a few thank yous. You know, this work that goes on to get you on the stage is no mean feat.
Yeah, there's far too many people to name any names, but yeah, just a massive thank you to everyone that's helped out this year. Yeah. What wouldn't be possible without all the helpers, from showing to writing to doing props and all that. Yeah.
It's week in, week out before the show, you know, every night practicing and getting them all in line. As chairman, you must be very proud.
Yeah, no, we got a great group of people this year, and yeah, no, thank you to everyone.
And for the first time, you're actually quite quiet. Lost the words.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely shocked. But no, thank you. Cheers.
And to also come away with the best dance, third year on the run.
Yeah, no, it's well deserved from the girls this year. They put in so much time and effort.
There we go. That was the Southern Young Farmers chairman, Jack Garrett. And before that, Sam Mitchell, who helped out with the dancing to receive the best overall dance.
Yes, and always pleased with that. And they've sort of scooped that the last 3 years, is it now? The Dance Award?
Indeed, and it's highly contended by all clubs, but they did look really, really great across the whole four shows, didn't they?
Yes, and I, by the sounds, you know, went very humble Jack Garrett there taking the victory for the Southern, wasn't it?
They really were quite surprised, as he did say, and they were hovering at the back of the stage. They weren't quite expecting it, I don't think.
No, but many congratulations to all the gang in the Southern Young Farmers for taking the 2024 first place honours. But many other people were involved in the concert and judges. They were there on the night, and it was great to have the Lieutenant Governor of the Isle of Man, Sir John Lorimer, judging.
It's finally over. You were in the hot seat tonight. What a night.
Yeah, it was great. And all the clubs did brilliantly. It takes real courage to get out there on stage, and I thought they did brilliantly.
You've been to it before, though, have you? Have you seen one before?
No, this is the first time I've seen the before, because I was the last 2 years for various reasons I haven't been able to see. So, no, this is my first experience.
You must have been well impressed with the professionalism, though.
I thought it's great. And some of the acting was brilliant. Some of the singing was great, and dancing. And the effort that people have put into the props and the costumes. I mean, it was some fantastic props. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and it's a tough thing because, you know, a lot of them are still working on the farms and things, and still few of them in agriculture, and it's lambing and calving time, it's difficult to get the practice in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's, some of them are still learning their words now. But it doesn't matter. And I think that's half the fun. And I think there was a bit of ad-libbing going on. There's probably a little bit of Dutch courage had been taken before going out on stage. And that's great. And the fact also you had all the youngsters there, and they're starting their journey with the Farmers Concert, and that's fantastic. What a great way to bring everyone together.
And the good lady Lorimer, did she enjoy it tonight?
I think so. She was laughing. There were a couple of skits that we were really laughing at, and they were tremendous.
Well, it's great to see you here again, supporting a local event.
No, it's a must-visit event, isn't it, this one? It's not just for the farming community, it's for everyone. It's great.
There you are. Great to see the Lieutenant Governor of the Isle of Man, Sir John Lorimer, and Lady Lorimer there as well, part of the judging panel, and really had some encouraging words to say there, Kiri, for the Isle of Man Young Farmers, didn't he?
I think they thoroughly enjoyed their night out, and it can be quite close to the bone, some of the the scenes in the Young Farmers concert, but a thoroughly enjoyable night for them both. Also, these events can't go ahead without great sponsorship, and this year, as always, Conister Bank was the lead sponsor, but this time, along with the Isle of Man Creameries, we caught up with Andy Bass and Finlay MacLeod.
Well, Andy Bass, you're here again this year for the Young Farmers Concert. It's such a special event in the calendar, and what a show it has been.
It's been absolutely brilliant tonight. From our point of view, agriculture is really important to the bank, the concert's really important, it's being title sponsored, but now along with Isle of Man Creameries. But this year, that was spectacular tonight, and so close.
It really was. And did you have a favourite yourself?
I couldn't call it. I've just been saying there that it was really, really difficult to call. In some years, some club is way out or way out the back. But not today. Fair play to the winners. Southern have obviously done enough over the three nights to win, get enough votes. But that was really close.
I think it's come as a bit of a shock to the chairman, Jack Garrett. He was quite speechless for a change.
I think he was on his way home.
But he said Thursday was a complete and utter disaster. They'd written it off.
Yeah, but it's tricky, isn't it? You know, people are coming from work, they're getting into it, they're halfway through a working week. They've put a lot of effort into this over the weeks, the months. There's people outside of their group that are putting effort in making the outfits and helping them with the sketches. Like, what goes into this? If people have never been, they should certainly come and have a look.
And it is great that Conister keep coming back year after year.
Oh yeah, we love it. It's great.
And even the mick taken?
I don't mind. It's not the worst, is it? I think there's other people out there who've had it worse than me this evening. I can take a little bit of it. It's for charity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Findlay MacLeod from Isle of Man Creameries, one of the event sponsors for this year. How did that go? Did you enjoy yourself?
That was an absolutely tremendous night altogether. I mean, the show was so colourful, the music was brilliant, the humour was great. There was just the right amount of political cynicism throughout, very, very topical, the jokes. There was such a high standard of show. You know, you would pay very, very good money to see that show any time of the week. You know, absolutely great. What fabulous, talented group of youngsters, and that really does show that the farming industry is in good stead for the future with this group of youngsters.
Yeah. Have you been to many of the concerts though in the past?
I've been fortunate enough to go to quite a few over the years. I've been here 23 years, and I reckon I've probably every year or every other year I've been here.
Yeah, and it must be great because there wasn't too many skits about the Isle of Man Creamery, no. So things must be going well.
No, it was as positive as it has ever been. So, yeah, absolutely delighted. Yeah. Yeah. I do feel sorry for Mr. Cannon. He got a lot more flack than the creamery or even the meat plant this time.
But that's the way it goes, isn't it? But I'm
glad
you're
all done
yourself.
In good taste and in good humour.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
Glad that the Isle of Man Creameries have got involved in it.
Very glad. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are part of the community on the Isle of Man, and this is a fabulous community event, and it is kind of the agricultural community's showcase, and the future of the Isle of Man agricultural industry is here. The energy, the talent, the skills that these youngsters are developing through their membership of the Young Farmers, their public speaking, the confidence that they gain from going on stage, the confidence they gain from managing projects or getting a show of this quality put together. It's absolutely a fantastic experience for them.
Andy Bass from Coniston Bank and also Finlay MacLeod from Isle of Man Creameries.
Well, as well as the 3 nights performance of the 4 clubs at the concert, they each have a night where they do a dress rehearsal. This must be a pretty daunting task for the crew of the Gaiety Theatre, and I caught up with their stage manager, Alex Armstrong.
The clubs have been working for weeks and weeks and weeks putting this show together. I just help them at the last moment, just make sure it runs as smoothly as it possibly could do, and they get the best use out of their time once they're in the theatre.
Well, you've got lighting crews, sound crews, curtain crews here, backstage crews. I mean, it must be a bit of a contrast from a lot of these professional shows there that come over to have something like that.
Yeah, definitely. At the end of the day, it all works the same. The difference is just people's sort of experience of it. And those companies that come in most of the time, they know who does what and how it all works. These guys, they have an idea. They don't necessarily know how it will work in practice once they get in the theatre. So it's working with them and helping sort of achieve the vision that they've got, working with the in-house team.
But away from the Young Farmers concerts, the roles here, many, many fantastic shows. They always get great praise, a lot of the local performances here too.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Fantastic to have so much talent on the island and such a beautiful venue to be able to do it in. A lot of people, I think, don't necessarily appreciate just how fantastic the theatre is when you go across and look at other theatres in England and Wales. But of course, one of the main things that makes it so successful is the experience and the talent and the personalities of the in-house staff that, I say, ultimately they're the ones that get the show up and running, and it's thanks to all of their hard work as well.
Well done to you and your team for bearing with it again for another year, and
yeah,
thanks very
thank
much.
You. Cheers, Simon, thank you.
Well, a big thanks there to all the Gaiety staff, sound crew and lighting and curtain crew, and also there to Alex Armstrong, who welcomed the Young Farmers with a bit of trepidation but a bit of excitement as well. He's the stage manager.
And I'm sure it's always a relief for the Federation Committee when that final curtain closes on the last night. We caught up with the chairperson, Emily Kelly, and Bryony Neal, the secretary.
What a 3 nights. Been fabulous, hasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, the 4 clubs have put so much effort in the last few months, you know, dancing, sketch writing, props, costume making, list is endless. And over these 3 nights, I haven't been able to split the 4 clubs, which is, it's a good thing, you know, to have that bit of competition again.
What about the role as chairman? This is one of the big jobs for the Federation Chairman of the Year, but you exude confidence, Emily.
Do you know what, I'll be honest, I'm absolutely petrified on Thursday night especially, because, you know, I've been a member of Young Farmers for 16 years, and to come out and do that, you know, with the whole of the Federation behind me, it's just, I can't explain it. You know, I'm so proud of all the members and, you know, myself for actually getting up and doing that. I wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for Young Farmers, so yeah, no, it's been a great experience.
Yeah, and a few years in the concerts yourself, and what about the sort of dual role? Does that make it extra difficult for you?
It can do, because you're more worried about the background side of things, you know, looking after the sponsors, the judges, liaising with the Gaiety, and then obviously on top having to learn lines,
doing props and costumes. It's yeah, it's a mammoth task, but you know, we all just sort of take it as it comes.
What about trying to get the variety of judges that you get? That must be fairly difficult. And they're all on board. I mean, the Lieutenant Governor, Sir John Lorimer, there.
Absolutely. You know, we sit at our federation meetings, you know, months beforehand, you know, thinking about who we can invite to judge. Obviously, we've had Craig's Heartstrong and Hospice on the Thursday. They were benefactors from our tractor run, so they were an obvious choice. You know, Paul Costain with his new role as captain of the parish and such a supporter of young farmers and farming on the island. And then our great sponsors, Alman Creamery and Conister Bank, representatives from there. We had Andy and Finlay this year. So it's so hard to pick judges. And then obviously we have our dance judge, specialises in them areas on the Friday night. Pippa Salter kindly come down. So yeah, it is hard to get hold of everybody, but you know, they're all more than willing to help us out.
Right. Well done. It's been a fabulous concert this year for all the clubs, and well done for your part in it.
But, no, thank you very much.
Well, Bryony Neil, you'll be glad it's all finished for another year. As Federation Secretary, it's a huge job.
I am glad because I have had zero life since before Christmas, probably, but gutted at the same time because it's such good fun. Obviously, the lead up is absolutely hectic, chaos, all sorts of things, but the three nights, it's just the best time ever. So it is a bit, you know, gutting when it's all done with tonight, yeah.
But it's a huge undertaking, the amount of people that you have to deal with to get this show on for the three nights. All of the different clubs, the club members, the gaiety, the sponsors, all of the prize winners. You know, it's huge.
Yeah, the panic I have about not sending a letter is like next level, honestly. Who have I missed? But no, luckily everyone was all good this year. And yeah, we've got over 200 members as a federation altogether. You know, so many juniors from 10 to 36. And it's just everyone has such a good time. Like, I'm fortunate enough because, you know, as my role as Federation Secretary, I get to stand side of stage for all of the performances. So to see everyone just having a good time, like, woo, you know, dancing side of stage, yeah, clapping, it's just so good and it makes it all worthwhile.
And that said, there was one person there tonight that just said it was the enjoyment that they get from this, from it being put on, to have the opportunity to stand on the Gaiety Theatre stage was just enough for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And like working with the Gaiety staff, you couldn't get a better team to, you know, help us and sort us out, you know, put us in line. We were made up of farmers at the end of the day, mostly, you know. Obviously, you don't have to be a farmer to be in Young Farmers, but so getting the hillbillies on stage and keeping them in line, it is hard work, and they do such a great job, so we're so grateful for that. And it's paid off this year. We've, you know, everything's gone really smooth. The audience seem to have had, you know, given really good feedback, so yeah, hopefully everyone's enjoyed it, you know, in the audience and backstage.
And I think it was lovely to hear Finlay and Andy Bass's words there as main sponsors from the Creamery and Conister Bank. Yeah, they love coming year after year.
Yeah, we are so lucky to have Conister and really fortunate to have Creamery join us this year. They're a great partnership, you know, in themselves. So Finlay and Andy, they're just great people, and they, you know, they know our members. They stand here and chat to them. Obviously, we had His Excellency and Lady Lorimer in tonight judging, so they were backstage speaking to our members, and it's just great for them to like get a chance to speak to our members and vice versa. So it's just, yeah, it's worked really well, and thank God everything has gone to plan.
And now the excitement is over on the stage. It's quiet here now. It's time for a gin, I'm sure.
10 maybe. Yeah, but no, honestly, it is, you know, I'm a member of Northern, so you do feel a bit disheartened for them, but at the same time, you're just so like thrilled and buzzing for everyone else that's had a good time. Southern obviously did an excellent job and have won, so you're thrilled for them. I've got friends in Southern, so it's just, yeah, it's just a great, you know, three nights overall. And if anyone's never seen it, you need to come next year because it's worth the money, definitely.
A very relieved committee from the Federation, Emily Kelly as chairperson for this year and Bryony Neil as secretary.
Yes, well done to everyone for organising another fantastic three nights of the Young Farmers Concert here in the Isle of Man. And many congratulations to experienced newbies that were in the concerts for the first time this year, all the clubs, the costumes and everything, props were brilliant, Kiri, weren't they?
They were really great. And the time and effort that goes into making these props at home in an old barn with rickety bits of wood. And no craftsmanship, I don't think, goes into much of it. But the costumes, the glitz and the glam, the makeup, the hours of work that goes into putting that stage show on for 35 minutes.
Yeah, I think they had to ship a new load of makeup in to try and make some of the guys look a bit better, to be honest. If you've missed part of it or want to hear a more full version of our Countryside programme, all you need to do is go to Manx Radio's website, powered by Millie Chapser Ramsey, go to the Listen Again feature or download the podcast for free and you'll get the extended version of the concert. But that's it for this series of Countryside. We'll be back in a few weeks' time for the next series. So until then, from me, Simon Clark.
And me, Kiri Kermode.
We see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.